In state news, the South Dakota FFA Association will host the 96th Annual South Dakota State FFA Convention on April 18th through the 20th at the Dakota Bank Center at South Dakota State University's campus in Brookings. The 96th State FFA Convention, with the theme of, quote, breakthrough, will include events such as a career carnival with exhibits from 55 ag industry leaders and colleges, providing over 50,000 meals for Meals of Hope, which will be provided to Feeding South Dakota, and attend leadership workshops hosted by First Dakota National Bank, the AgTegra Innovation Center, South Dakota Agriculture and Rural Leadership, Vitel, USDA Risk Management, Farm Credit Services of America, National FFA Officer Cartel Howell, SDSU Ag Ed Ambassadors, and Caleb Wieland, former FFA member. Throughout the three-day convention, over 2,000 FFA members, advisors, and guests will bestow the state FFA degree on 319 members, the highest degree of members in the SDFFA, recognizing outstanding FFA members for their supervised agricultural experience projects in the STARS pageant, and award scholarships to graduating seniors and post-secondary students studying agriculture. The South Dakota State Fair is excited to welcome platinum artist Goo Goo Dolls to the South Dakota State Fair grandstand on Friday, August 30th. Pre-sales begin on May 28th for VIP table sales, followed by June 10th for backrest holders, June 12th for Friends of the Fair, and general public sales on June 17th. Pricing and ticket information can be found at www.sdstatefair.com. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is facing criticism from tribal leaders. It's the latest in what has been a history of strained relations between the Republican governor and the tribes of South Dakota. In March, during community forums, Noem said tribal leaders are more interested in hurting her politically and benefiting from drug cartels than improving the lives of children and others on reservations where poverty is persistent. Tribal leaders condemned her comments. Others drew a link between her comments and support for former President Donald Trump, saying Noem is hoping Trump elevates her as his vice presidential running mate. And that is your first edition news here on KJAM. We'll be back with obituary news after this from the Ellsworth Funeral Home in Madison.
This is Bob Ellsworth. We sincerely appreciate all the kind words and loyal support since our return. We will continue to provide professional and affordable service for many years to come. Please call us anytime for free information on traditional funerals, cremation and monuments, or regarding our flexible pre-need plan. Just call us at 605-256-2221 or visit ellsworthfh.com.
Now time for your obituary news. James Zimmer, age 82, of Montrose, passed away on Monday, April 1st, at his home under hospice care. A memorial mass will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Friday, April 5th, at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Montrose. Visitation with family present will be 1 hour prior to service. Dorothy Larson, age 92, of Madison, passed away on Thursday, March 28th, at Dell's Rehab and Care Center in Del Rapids. Funeral services will begin at 10:30 a.m. 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday, April 9th at Wentworth United Presbyterian Church in Wentworth. Burial will follow at Rose Hill Cemetery in Wentworth. Visitation will be 5 to 7 on Monday, April 8th, with a 7 p.m. prayer service at Kinsley Funeral Home in Madison. Charles, a.k.a. Chuck Sheffield, age 82, passed away peacefully at the Madison Regional Health. Memorial services will be at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, July 3rd at Ellsworth Funeral Home. Interment will follow at Graceland Cemetery in Madison. And that is your obituary news brought to you by the Ellsworth Funeral Home in Madison and will be Funeral Home in Howard. You can also find obituaries online at AmazingMadison.com.